to the Beef Watch Podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension educator. For today's Beef Watch Podcast, we're going to discuss an article that's in the December issue of the Beef Watch newsletter titled, What Are Beef Replacement Heifer Values for the Coming 2025-2026 Production Season? To have a conversation about this, I'm joined today by the co-authors, Randy Sainer, Shannon Sand, and Matt Stockton, who are all based at the West Central Research and Extension Center at North Platte. Thanks for joining me today.
You bet.
Yep.
Thanks.
As a team, you annually put together this report where you look at what are current bred cow prices, what are also current cost to production and calf prices, to give folks kind of a lay of the land in terms of what they may be able to afford as they think about going out and buying bred females. Share with us the thought process behind putting this together and the value you hope it delivers for those who use the information.
Several things are factors that, you know, when you're saving heifers, you want to save heifers that are going to last longer. So productivity is really important because the longer they last, the more calves you get out and the more they pay back. We know that some are going to fall out, and that's what this database kind of looks at is, you know, you have some fallout. If you have a really high calling rate, which means you have a lot of fallout, means your productivity of those cows aren't as high, so you can't afford to pay as much. The other thing we looked at is cost. Costs are really important, and you need to know your cost of production when you look at buying heifers, so you know what level you're at and what you can afford. Sometimes if you just have a few more heifers and you have the ability to put them in your herd because your herd's shrunk because of drought, you can pay a little more for those, right? Because you're reducing your cost per animal because you have more animals on the place.
One of the reasons we did this is because, you know, everyone's faced with this situation where, okay, so how much can I pay for this animal and hopefully get back what I pay for? So we calculate this break even, and it uses, like Randy says, cow longevity, also uses cost of production, and then it also uses productivity. And so in other words, what's your calving rate? Because your calving rate can change what you can afford to pay for. So, I mean, if you got a 70% calving rate, which of course I hope no one ever does, you know what I'm saying? In other words, cows that, you know, they calve, but they only have 70% of the calves end up at the end of the season. That's going to, you know, financially kill you. But if you got a really high rate, then that means those cows are more productive and they have more calves. And then the size of the calf and what you get for the calf is really important. So what really is important though, then, is what is the value you're going to get over the next few years? So you got to kind of project in the future and look at, oh, you know, if the cattle market is declining, those cows are going to be worth less and less every year because they're going to be, even though they're just as productive perhaps or even more, they're going to make me back less money. So, but if you think cattle prices are going to remain high, then you could probably pay more. Whereas, if you think it's going to go higher, like if you're at the bottom of the cattle cycle and prices are going up, say, you know what, cattle are increasing in value, I can, you know, I can pay more for replacements. That's part of the calculation as well.
We also have a much larger report coming out soon, I would say, that's also going to include things like, if you think about it, Aaron, we're a little younger than Randy and Matt, not too much, but if you and I have cattle, we might have a debt load. So we actually have a much larger report coming out that will focus on having, well, I say focus. It has some of that built into it. So I'm very excited about seeing that come out in the next probably month or so. But I think Randy and Matt, you covered a good portion of this, so of what's out currently. And I would say the only other thing is we pulled the numbers, the numbers from FAPRI.
So we could adjust, basically. We adjusted those FAPRI prices actually for Nebraska ideas. So we used the rental rates in the northern part of the state is what we use for our feed, for the forage side of things. And then for winter is about half. We used about half the price for rental rates. So, you know, not everybody's going to rent land, right? They own their own land, but there is that opportunity cost. So that's figured in there. Matt, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, actually. So FAPRI is an acronym. Basically, it stands for a bunch of people in Missouri that are ag economists. And they go through and they look at all the micro and macroeconomic indicators. And they try to come up with a 10-year forecast of what they think is going to happen in the next 10 years. That includes both cost and price. So this is basically we're using information because no one knows what the future is going to hold, right? So you have to come up with, okay, so what is in the future? So that's what we use, is we use those numbers. But the report that Shannon was talking about, which is coming out, is going to have 12 different scenarios, and it's going to have six price scenarios that are different from what FAPRI proposed. We have one that's a little bit got higher prices that goes low, and then we have one that goes a little bit lower, and then we have one that stays at a low price. And so, in other words, your forecast or what you think is going to happen in the future might vary from what this says. But what you pay for a cow is highly dependent on what you think you're going to get that cow, the prices and the cost of that cow over the next few years of her life. Because you're buying a cow that hasn't produced yet, and now she's going to produce. So everything is in the future when you really don't know for sure what to produce and how much is she going to produce. And that's why we use different culling rates, and we use different cost levels, and then we use these different series in this full report. But so what we have now is our best guess of what's going to happen in the future. We use that to predict, okay, this is the break-even value of a cow. But don't confuse break-even value of the cow with overall profitability of the ranch. They're two different things. You may not, because there's cows that you buy, and guess what? They die, or they don't have a calf, or they live for 12 years, and they really are productive. So every cow is different, and so some cows you make money on, and some cows you don't, and some cows. So that break even is the average of all those occurrences and all those things that happen, and that's what the value that we calculate there is, the break even. So in other words, in order So this that break-even value tells you, this is what, if you're going to break even on average, you can afford to pay for a cow. Now, Aaron earlier was talking to us about the fact that, let's say you got some grass out there that's not being used, or you got some resources that aren't fully used, and by adding another cow, it doesn't really cost you anything. Well, the cost of the cow, actually, by adding her, is going to actually reduce your product cost per unit of production, because it didn't really cost you anything, and so you get more calves, so you have more productivity, and it actually lowers the cost per calf, and so that it can actually benefit what you can pay for those cows. And so sometimes you buy cows that maybe you don't make money on, but you buy them to keep your production going and to pay your bills. So sometimes it's not always about making money. Sometimes it's about staying in business. Sometimes it's about minimizing loss. There's different reasons, because not every year is a good year. And so some of those things are considered. So this break-even value, though, is if everything worked out, this is what you should pay for them, and what you know more, assuming that everything we say happens. And that's what it's all about. And that's why we use a 15%, a 20%, and a 28% call rate.
Yeah, and if you look at the probability of being profitable, figure especially at the low cost and the low replacement rate, at 3,500 you're about 63% chance of making a profit. And these are just probabilities, right? But at least it gives you an idea of where you're at. At $4,000, the probability is really low. It's like 10%. So we got to take all those other factors, but these kind of help you think about where do you want to be when you're buying heifers, and where can you be? It depends on the market, right? Even though we say 3,500, they might sell for 4,500. So do you buy them, or do you wait and try to find some at a more reduced price? And are they as good a quality? So all those factors are you look at when you buy cows. So this just kind of gives you an idea of the value of those, especially those low cost. Low calling rate, you can spend a lot more for them than the high calling rate and the high cost. High cost, by the way, was $1,422 versus a low cost of $1,033 per cow.
I might mention those costs are all production costs that do not include replacement costs, because that's the number we put in the simulation that actually then adds that in there. So if you're using those numbers and using them to try to figure out where you are, that's a cost without, in other words, when I say replacement costs, so let's say you buy a cow, you pay so much for her, and then you sell her, and you get so much back from her, and that replacement cost then is the difference between those two. That is a cost. Or if you let's say you bought her for $1,000 and sold her for $2,000, then it would be a positive $1,000. See, so it depends on what you pay for the cow versus what you get for the cow. So the other thing too then is this is why prices become so important as far as call values, because there's also a thing in there in the report that talks about the ratio of call utility price relative to the co price you pay. And Randy and I were talking about that yesterday, weren't we, Randy?
Yeah.
And what did you what did we what did you figure you did on your ranch?
So when we sold when we sold tall cows this year, it was like 1.9.
Yeah, it was higher than the yeah,
Right.
one point
yeah,
nine
than the
one,
1.69 historical.
191%.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
But
that, sorry.
right. And so we had said, we had said traditionally back a few years it was like 2.5. So it depends kind of on the market, right, Matt?
Yeah, right. Because to make clear what we're talking about a rule of thumb that some people use to value replacements. They say, okay, whatever the call value of the cow is, I use that as a factor to figure out what the value of the replacement should be because I've got a seller as a call sometime in the future. And so I think historically, way back, it was 1.65. Then it's climbed over the last 10 or 15 or 20 years to a higher value of 2.5 to 2.7 or something like that. And then Randy, he figured his out just recently, and he had a 1.9 something, I think. So that what we're saying is that's just a rule of thumb to tell you, okay, so in other words, what I'm going to sell the cow for and what I'm going to buy the cow for. Now, what happens in between is really important because the break even then is calculated based on the fact is, okay, what did that cow give you in return for you owning her over the production cost that you use to keep her alive and get her productive? And that's basically what the break-even value figures out.
So what I hear you saying is that over the last several years, as we look at cull cow values, and then we also compare that to average bred heifer prices, the spread has increased, meaning that we've got more dollars now that we need between our cull cow value and going out and buying that replacement bred heifer. Is that correct?
Yeah, so
That is
basically,
correct.
that's a good way to look at it. Yeah.
Yeah, what you're saying is that bred cows are a lot more expensive than they used to be relative to cull price.
Or in another way, we get less trade-in value versus the cost of a new cow.
True.
True.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a
It's
good way to put it,
those are
Aaron.
reciprocals of each other. Absolutely correct.
Well, I really appreciate you putting this article together. I think just to summarize, as I look at the data, basically what it says, if you're a low-cost producer and you have a low turnover, you can afford to spend more for a bred cow. If you have high annual cow cost and you have high turnover, you can afford to spend less. I think just looking at the numbers and thinking through, as you well said, where are you at? What are the resources you have on your ranch? What best fits you is important. But again, everyone's situation and circumstances are different. There's not a recipe or, I guess, a formula for here's what you should do. But understanding the principles then really puts you in a position to make good decisions.
Yeah.
I would agree with that absolutely. And I also would say that this whole thing we did because to provide somebody with some information to start from, and then they can work their way using their information to figure, well, this is too low for me, or this is too high, or whatever they think. But it's a benchmark and gives them something to think about.
Anything else to add as we point towards wrapping up?
Just that the big things are cow longevity is important, your cost of production is important, all those figures when you figure in there, and your calling rate's really important
Yes.
to profitability or break-even price.
Did you say productivity too, Randy?
I
Yeah,
did.
your weaning rate too.
Right.
And the
I
size
don't
of
think
your
I
calves.
said.
Yeah. Or calving rate, sorry.
The number of calves you sell.
The number of calves you sell. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Well, I really appreciate again you putting these numbers together. I always look forward to seeing what you come up with. And again, it's a reminder to me of the importance of knowing your annual cow cost and
Yeah.
understanding what does it cost me to get a cow into the herd and what's the value of the cow when she leaves the herd and how productive are they. So again, thanks for your work on this. Really appreciate it.
Thank
Thank
you,
you so
Aaron.
much.
Thank you, Aaron.
Well, for more information on the article we discussed in today's Beef Watch podcast, you can find the article at beef.unl.edu. In the article, there's charts and different numbers that can help you understand how the calculations were put together as they evaluate basically what can I afford to pay for a bred female? And again, the title of the article, What are beef replacement heifer values for the coming 2025-2026 production season?